Thank you and good morning. The Twitter feeds from local county governments, public works departments, offices of emergency services, and media outlets are nonstop news as rain continues to impact the region. There is expected flooding in low-lying areas in Ferndale and the Arcata Bottoms. The Eel River at Fernbridge has reached 24 feet, 4 feet above flood stage, and it's expected to reach 25 feet by tomorrow morning. The Smith River is expected to reach 30 feet at the Dr. Fine Bridge tomorrow, and flood monitoring is in effect. The Smith, near Crescent City, is expected to reach 26 feet by tomorrow as well. Highway 36 is flooded near Bridgeville, and there are impacts to roadways, not only in Humboldt County, but across the region. The Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services wants locals to avoid highway travel if possible, and reminds motorists to always avoid flooded roadways. Trinity County officials issued a warning to motorists to not to try and use unplowed summer roads in an effort to get around the slide on 299. Trinity County search and rescue personnel have had to make 16 rescues of people who have gotten stuck. In addition to the forecasted rainfall that could dump between 3 to 5 inches of rain along the coast today, the Weather Service has also issued a high wind advisory. That could mean even more trouble for electrical service. The PG&E power outage map shows hundreds of residents are affected in southern Humboldt, including Wyatt, Miranda, and Garberville. More than 400 customers in Mad River are without power this morning, and another 250 in the Edersburg area are in the dark as well. Jordan Christmas has news from Trinity County.
Over the weekend, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office identified the body of a woman who was found dead near the Sawyer Bluffs on December 31st. The victim was identified as 22-year-old Amy Lynn Snow, who had been reported as a missing person on December 1st. The autopsy results showed that Snow died as a result of blunt force trauma, and her injuries were consistent with falling from a great height. Investigators are not considering Snow's death as suspicious.
Thank you, Jordan. Closer to home, the sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in locating 57-year-old Alvin Wingo Jr., who was accused of kidnapping his estranged wife from an out-of-area residence and bringing her back to his Hoopa home on December 27th. There, Wingo allegedly held the woman hostage for several days and assaulted her and threatened to kill her. At one point, the victim was able to call for help and notify law enforcement. Wingo drives a red Subaru Forester, and he is considered armed and dangerous. The Board of Supervisors meets in a regular session this morning, and the board, at the request of Supervisor Rex Bone, will hear a presentation and get an update from Caltrans representatives regarding the slide on Highway 299. The highway has been closed since early December, when two slides came down across the roadway, and the weather has certainly not helped efforts to get at least one lane open to through traffic. The supervisors are expected to approve agreements with the Neyland, Blue Lake, and Willow Creek Fire Protection Districts for the allocation of Measure Z funding. Neyland will get $50,000, Blue Lake $94,000, and Willow Creek $106,000 for a total outlay of $252,000 for the fiscal year. The board will also approve the appointment of Terry Vodden as the permanent clinical director and hospital administrator at Semper Virens. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council has two new members in 2017 as Austin Allison and Heidi Messner take their seats. The council has met one time in this new year, and City Manager Greg Sparks said on Talk Shop that there is a lot of business to look forward to and a lot of key decisions to be made. Sparks spoke about the passage of Prop 64 and the impact it and medical marijuana could have on the city when it comes to the manufacture of marijuana. There are questions of zoning, impacts to the coastal zone, and what types of marijuana-related businesses will operate within the city.
We've had one council meeting since the new council came on board. We have a strategic planning session coming up with the council in 1st of March, and I think that's going to tell us a lot about in terms of where we put our efforts in the next couple of years in terms of cannabis and economic development.
While Sparks pointed out that there are many questions that have been asked that currently have no answers, one of the first to be addressed will be tax policy as it relates to marijuana businesses.
Tax structure is pretty important going forward, that certainly when there are costs associated with a segment of business, that certainly there's a revenue source to meet those costs. If it requires additional security or additional law enforcement, you want to be able to, you know, in a sense, kind of capture.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.